This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel summons winter session of Federal Parliament on January 31st. Nepal formally announced its Sagarmatha Sambad to be held in Kathmandu on May 16th to 18th to address climate change impacts, particularly in mountains. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls on friendly countries, international communities and organizations to join hands with Nepal in combating climate change. Energy Minister Deepak Kharka urges donor agencies to invest in Nepal's hydropower sector as Nepal aims to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. And US President Donald Trump begins his first full day back in White House after signing dozens of executive orders. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel had summoned the winter session of the Federal Parliament on January 31st. The cabinet meeting held yesterday had decided to recommend the president to summon the session of both houses of the Federal Parliament. According to the office of the president, President Pawdel called the session at 1 p.m. on January 31st. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has formally announced the Sagarmatha Sambad, or Mount Everest Dialogue, a global platform aimed at addressing the pressing issues of climate change, particularly its impact on the mountains. The dialogue is scheduled to take place in Kathmandu from May 16th to 18th this year, coinciding with the International Year of Glacier Conservation 2025. The event was organized jointly by the Ministry of Forest and Environment and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs at the Prime Minister's office in Simadabar today. The Prime Minister highlighted the purpose of organizing the Sagarmatha Sambad, emphasizing the urgent need for timely action to address climate change.
The first edition of Sambad will deal with the question of climate change, especially in the context of mountains. Climate change is not only a part of the policy crisis that the world faces today. It could equally morph into the permacrisis that would hover above the heads of coming generations. This year alone, we have seen many disasters in all kinds of places. The fury of nature has not spared even those countries with sophisticated economies and technology. The fallouts of climate change will be even more disastrous if the world doesn't halt the march of folly.
The Prime Minister expressed concern over the rapid melting of glaciers and rising temperatures in the mountains, noting that the changes are occurring faster than the global average.
Climate change is hitting the high mountains and coastal areas the hardest, and Himalayas are no exceptions. Due to elevation, development, warming, the temperature of our mountains is increasing faster than the global average. Nepal's snow-capped mountains serve as a natural stabilizer for the planet's climate. The rapid melting of snow and unpredictable precipitation have transformed once snow-clad, glittering white mountains into black rocks. Our naked eyes can see the fast depleting ice coverage in Ganesh Dorje Lhakpa Himal from the roof of the buildings.
Prime Minister Oli also cited examples of climate change-induced disasters in Nepal, including the bursting of a glacier lake in the Mount Everest region, which swept through the Thame area, as well as the unprecedented flash floods in Bagmati province last year, which claimed hundreds of lives. The Prime Minister pointed out that despite Nepal's minimal carbon footprint, climate-induced disasters are becoming increasingly frequent. The Prime Minister called on friendly countries, the international community, and organizations to join Nepal in the Sagarmatha Sambad and work together to combat climate change.
Such incidents have now become more routine phenomena rather than rare disasters. The immense scale of destruction from such events makes our recovery and reconstruction efforts daunting given the availability of limited resources. Despite our minimal carbon footprint, Nepal faces devastating climate impacts. However, Nepal is committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2045 and implementing ambitious climate plans. We have expanded forests, promoted clean energy, and safeguarded biodiversity. At our efforts alone cannot suffice, and we cannot forever overcompensate for the complacency of those who are historically responsible for the climate crisis. I firmly believe this platform will inspire collaboration, innovative solutions, and renewed political will. I urge friendly nations, the international community, and organizations to join hands with us in making the Sambad a success.
Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Secretaries, Senior Officials, and Heads and Representatives of Diplomatic Missions based in Nepal also attended the event today. Energy Minister Deepak Khadkar has urged donor agencies to invest in Nepal's hydropower sector. The Energy Minister held discussions with heads and representatives of donor agencies today to seek investment following the Cabinet's approval of the Energy Development Roadmap on December 31, 2024. The roadmap aims to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. Energy Minister Khadkar emphasized that the Energy Development Roadmap would promote economic prosperity and energy security by transforming Nepal into a regional energy hub, while also strengthening national and cross-border infrastructure. Asian Development Bank ADB Country Director for Nepal, Onut Kokas, acknowledged the long-standing support of donor agencies in Nepal's energy sector and pledged continuous assistance to help meet the objectives set out in the government's energy development roadmap. Heads and representatives from the World Bank, Japan International Cooperation Agency, German Federal Enterprise for International Cooperation, U.S. Agency for International Development, United Nations Development Programme, Norwegian Embassy and other donor agencies participated in the meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stated that a system will be developed to enable tasks such as company and VAT registration to be completed in a single day from home using technology. During a discussion with IT experts and entrepreneurs at Balwater today, the Prime Minister emphasized that he had been making efforts to incorporate information and technology in governance. Health Minister Pradeep Podel has proposed a collaboration with hospitals run by government-funded security agencies to alleviate the pressure on government hospitals. During a meeting with the Inspector General of Police, military officers, and heads of health services operated by the security agencies, Health Minister Podel suggested utilizing vacant operation wards in security agency hospitals to provide services when there is a backlog of patients and government hospitals. The health minister also urged the creation of an environment that facilitates the referral of patients to security agency hospitals and recommended measures to enhance the effectiveness of the health insurance program within the hospitals. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज British Ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today. The meeting, held at Simandarbar, focused on various aspects of bilateral relations and mutual interests. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the upcoming visit of the Duke of Edinburgh, a member of the British royal family, to Nepal was also discussed. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Duva has extended her congratulations to Marco Rubio on his appointment as the 72nd U.S. Secretary of State. The Foreign Minister took to the social media platform X today to express her congratulations, stating that she looked forward to working together to further strengthen the ties between Nepal and the USA. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has begun his first full day back in the White House after signing dozens of executive orders following his inauguration. According to the BBC, leader Trump had signed another raft of executive actions, defending women from gender ideology, restoring biological truth to the federal government, beginning the process of withdrawing from the World Health Organization, and declaring a national emergency on the U.S. southern border are some of the orders signed by U.S. President Trump, an action Trump has said will temporarily prevent a ban on TikTok coming into force. He also issued nearly 1,600 pardons in connection with the Capitol riots on 6th January 2021. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says at least 6 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks on the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Al-Jazeera cited the Israeli army early on Tuesday as saying soldiers, police and intelligence services launched a counter-terrorism action but gave no further details. The identity of those killed was not immediately clear. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pugh will summon winter session of Federal Parliament on January 31st. Nepal formally announced its Sagarmatha Sambad to be held in Kathmandu on May 16th to 18th to address climate change impacts, particularly in mountains. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on friendly countries, international community and organizations to join hands with Nepal in combating climate change. Energy Minister Deepak Kharka urges donor agencies to invest in Nepal's hydropower sector as Nepal aims to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. And U.S. President Donald Trump begins his first full day back in White House after signing dozens of executive orders. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.